Kathleen Pearl here. All right, this is a prophetic application significance of the link of Leland Jones reporting on Mount Zion. And while I was watching it, now Leland Jones has a lot of tremendous insight. I don't agree with everything he says, but he definitely has a gift from the Lord and is a gift. So pray for him. Because he's got it's pretty rough what he's doing over there. Not many people could do it. But as he goes into Mount Zion and he brings up the first church and he shows you that building and goes in there, I've been going there for years and I've brought small groups of people and we've prayed over it and just kind of stumbled off of it because in that back lot there, I've been led to do prayer watches, extensive prayer watches and intercessions, declaring the word of God over Purim. And at other times, I have a link up there called Mount Zion. You can click on it and see some of my work. There may be some other links. I'm sure I did. You can see my pictures. So there's been a small group of people that God has called up there. I'm giving you some of the hidden history to do watches at particularly significant times. Now that building there, the Greek Orthodox Church actually owned it. Well, the story is, briefly, is that a Greek Orthodox monk was messing around and went down into the tunnels, there's lots of tunnels, found the seals, brought them up, begin to say this is the first century church, and then the rabbis over at the synagogue of the burial place of King David adjacent there got really upset about it because of the Jewish implications of the first church messianic seal. They sealed it up. Then there was a ruling. Then there was a gate adjacent down there, and there's more tunnels and all kinds of stuff. But it's called the Essene Gate. And it's called that because the Essenes used to come up from the Dead Sea to keep the high holy days that were required for men 3 times a year. But they had separated themselves from the temple because it was so corrupt and did not want to become defiled. So they would just sleep outside. And often during the high holy days, there are people that are camping out there from outlying villages and even from other places in the world. Anyway, there's a man who has a rent outside the Essene Gate. You can open it up and a door used to have sort of a knick-knack trinket shop. He doesn't show up all the time. He's a retired Israeli police officer. His name is Boaz. And over the years, I've had conversations with him. And we've discussed this site because there are legal rulings. For quite a few years, the Essene Gate was unlawful to open the gate. A couple years back, I'm not sure if it was the Jerusalem municipality or if it was actually the Knesset. I'm thinking it might be the Jerusalem municipality ruled that it was okay to open that gate. And I was there at the time when it just had happened and was speaking to Boaz. I said, you know, Boaz, this is very significant because over the years we discussed where the mikvah is and the stairs going down to the underground tunnels and labyrinths and that the church used to meet there. And he, by the way, is a born-again Christian. And I said, you know, it's been locked up. You can't even go down there. And they started cleaning it up 2 years ago. So when they unlock it, it will be prophetically significant. And he agreed with me. And I said, the prophetic significance will be that salvation, the mikvah, those wells of salvation that is spoken of in Zechariah 12 will be open. And the Israelis, the Jews, will begin to come to the Lord. They will recognize the one they've pierced. And I'm going to the scripture right now. And in the process of recognizing the one they pierced, which will be our high holy day, because, and I've taught on this before previously, that it's chapter 13, because there will be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness. Now, what's happening in Israel is just this. You can see Zipporah's ministry. You can see One for Israel YouTube clips of Israelis ministering to other Israelis and bringing to the Lord. It's leaven in the midst of the flour because there are so many things going on in there. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. So isn't it significant that Leland Jones was there when the Orthodox Church was coming and bringing a tour? Now, that's the biggest tour I've ever seen go there on Pentecost. So this thing is being wound up like a scroll and rolled back to Jerusalem. And we are in that time of seeing and hearing, and as the Lord gives us insight, knowing that all the things that the prophets have prophesied are coming to pass. So you should stand up and look, for your redemption is drawing nigh. Good work, Leland.